My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Now, here's what's in our feed.
The feed is brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox fell to the Angels 6-1 last night. After the game, Trevor Story talked about the lack of offense.
Yeah, it's baseball, you know. You have good nights and bad nights. You know, we feel like we've done a better job of limiting, you know, these kind of nights tonight. Just a few too many empty at-bats, I would say. It's baseball, though, so we're looking forward to come back tomorrow and win the series.
Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. Drive away in the trusted 2026 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Buy with as low as 1.9% financing or lease for just $235 per month. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. I'm Cordy Cox. That's what's in your feed. Now back to the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Watch it. 13 hours, 15 minutes till kickoff in Seattle for the NFL season, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it with Brian Hoyer coming up at 8:20 this morning. And I out of the blue yesterday, I heard from our guy Nikovich, and he asked if he can come in and talk football all day tomorrow morning. I said, absolutely. I don't think we have anything to pay him, but I said maybe we'll give him a bagel or something like that.
As best you get him a pop up, them joints is good.
Get him a cider donut or something like that because it is the season. Can we open the window world, the Boston weather window for Curtis before we get the rest of the leads in this morning? Okay, Curtis, what do we got today?
Hi, Greg. It is currently 60 degrees in Boston. Feels like football afternoon high of 79. And in Seattle, going to be about 68 degrees at kickoff. No precipitation at Lumen Field for the 12s as they raise the banner against the Patriots tonight.
Okay. Window World of Boston is a one-stop shop for everything exterior for your home. That includes windows, doors, siding, a new roof. Check them out at windowworldofboston.com. And obviously they will be celebrating Lubed Up and Loud in Seattle this evening. And Ty Law on this show yesterday said it was a legit thing that it is difficult to play football there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
You
know, it is a very difficult stadium to play in.
Loudest one I've ever played in.
Yeah. Louder than Arrowhead. People always say Arrowhead is loud as well.
Well, I've never played in Arrowhead, but it's the loudest stadium that I've ever played in. The way it's built, it's like built straight up and over top of you.
They call it the NFL McGurk Stadium, just like UMass. I think it's almost as loud.
I believe in the latest player poll, they had it ranked number two when it came to most difficult places to play. So we'll see how the Patriots can do this evening. In the meantime, couple leads left. Hello, Wiggy.
Hello and good morning. So tonight is huge for Drake May. The pressure is always on Drake May when it comes to him going out there and performing well to put this team on his back and show that they can win football games and ultimately get to the postseason and hopefully have a long run and get to winning a Super Bowl. But the pressure is even bigger, in my opinion, for Drake May this season because of the money. And when you start to look at the money situation, and he had, and I know he's looking at it because every player looks at it, and he starts to look at C.J. Stroud turned down money and said, you know what, I'm going to bet on myself. Caleb Williams is a guy that's going to be coming up for it. We just saw Baker Mayfield sign a new contract that pays him about $55 million a season. Drake May knows how important this season is for him when it comes to the money that he potentially could make and set records for, or at least be one of the top, one of the highest paid guys in the National Football League. So the pressure of winning, but also the pressure of that, I think is massive on a player. And I think Drake May has the ability to be able to handle that. But this season, I will not just be looking at what he does for his team. Every game that he plays well, and Shime is going to love this, it's you just adding more and more dollar signs to that price tag. Fat Joe said it best. Yesterday's price, today's price is not yesterday's price. You know?
Which way did Fat Joe say
Fat
it?
Joe say,
the original way or the way you were trying to
say? He said the original way.
Has he tried the GLP-1?
So, you know, Fat Joe said a lot of things here lately. You know, hey, I'm a Fat Joe fan. But when you start to look at where Drake May is, every game, if he plays better, that price tag goes even higher and higher and higher. So the pressure of having those two things on his plate is going to be massive for him this season. And okay, I can't wait to watch every single snap.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to compare this game this evening with the Super Bowl, then he has got to have the time. He didn't have it during the Super Bowl, and he was injured.
Right.
So I am expecting a completely different player than we saw in the Super Bowl.
Well,
when
and
it
I
comes
think
to the quarterback,
Courtney made the point. Had a great point. He was like, "There's no excuses. You're healthy. Your O line's healthy. So, and if he does what Shime said, it gets to his number. What would you say? Over 250 passing, two touchdowns. He'll be well on his way.
When it comes to Will Campbell, though, do you think that the zero comments about him during preseason is a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing.
You do?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing because now there was nothing about him. Like, you
zero.
Know, like he didn't look like poor at all. So I think that's
as an offensive lineman, if people aren't talking about you, you're doing fine.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
We talk from time to time on the show about the addiction to plastic surgery procedures that exist in this country. I wanted to show you a photo of Clay Matthews and what he looks like now. And if you happen to be watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube.
Come on, man.
I thought this was Tom Brady at first, and I was really scared.
This has got to be so AI.
This is
no, it's not.
No, I checked 10 times, Wiggy, and it is not AI. And it's clear that he is overlooks maxed or whatever the term is. The chin, the chin must arrive at a location an hour before Clay Matthews gets there. How does he? What has he done to himself?
I don't.
No way.
It's real.
It's really bad. It's really bad. To me, it's giving steroid use, and it's also giving chin filler.
Yes.
And cheek filler.
I mean, he has extended his bottom cheekbones way farther than any human being ought to ever extend them. I mean,
kind of scary, though. Like, something's not right.
And by the way, like, people in the Twitch chat are like, Greg, that's AI. It is not AI.
Wow.
I have verified it 100 times.
I think they are fake. Reader notes on Twitter, these photos are fake and do not depict Clay Matthews. Recent verified photos and media appearances from August 2026 show Matthews looking normal with no such changes.
He looks like Maniac.
TMZ has it.
Yeah.
I know. The reader note is below the TMZ article.
Right. But why would TMZ publish fake photos?
I don't know.
I don't.
He is jacked up. I tell you, if you ever seen the movie Maniac Cop, he looks like the Maniac Cop killer with the face. That I'm like, wait. What's the cartoon? What's the one with Sam Jackson, the superhero one with the lead guy at the big face?
All right. Well, if it's, I feel much better if it is indeed fake.
Same.
Because I'm reading an article that says TMZ dropped an AI generated photo of Clay Matthews looking very different, and plastic surgery rumors took off within hours. The photo turned out to be fake.
But how could they still have the photos up at TMZ? Wouldn't
Correct.
They be sued?
That's what Curtis and I are both on the same page on this.
I thought it was Greg's caps at first. Holy cow.
His caps do look fantastic.
I mean,
now it's saying the photos were apparently part of a paid promotional campaign. What?
And he gears up for his first Netflix NFL broadcast.
What?
But
what would promote this? He looks like he's like a donkey.
Oh, there. 781 texter says it's part of a film, a movie that he stars in coming up. And TMZ participated in the promotion thereof with the fake photos.
Yeah, because Clay Matthews apparently like replied to
he looks nothing like this, Greg. Eric Shun.
This is Giga Clay.
Okay, thank God.
Eric Shun. All right. Let me go to my alternate lead.
He looks like the, this is going to go way over you guys' heads. No offense. Maybe Courtney will get this. He looks like the handsome Squidward meme for those out there who know that. Yeah, yeah.
Chime, you know what?
Just like that.
Chime, I was thinking like he looks like the main character from The Incredibles, the superhero. Did you ever see the animated show?
Yeah, that guy's a little heftier, but yeah, I got you.
The face I'm talking about.
He looks like the prince in Shrek.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that stinks. I was thinking of having that done to my chins.
No.
I want to go in and ask about the chin extension surgery.
A lot of people do that, though. Chin implants.
Oh, do they?
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Chin plants.
That would seem like the last thing that you'd want to get. Well, I guess if you don't have the definition.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, I'm dealing with a definition issue in that whole bottom portion of my face.
They call that the Jay Leno.
Well, if you just do a little filler, you wouldn't notice it, but it would extend your jawline quite nicely.
Okay.
Right. Clay Matthews.
I can't decide if I feel good or bad about that not being accurate.
And honestly, shame on TMZ. Like, we've got an elderly man in this studio.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, it's terrible to do to that.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
terrible to do to
you're
the elderly
right.
that you posted. I mean, I'm 34 and this would have gotten me.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I had to actually do like hardcore research over here. It was fake.
It's terrible.
Yes. Okay. We are going to get to They Said It in exactly 2 minutes on today's Greg Hill Show.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, reminder that we're going to play your Hill Notes back at 9:30 this morning, so you can leave one at any time on the Odyssey app on whatever is on your mind today. Certainly, Pats, Seahawks, I'm sure, at the top of your mind. Red Sox with a loss last night at Fenway, and you can leave a Hill Note on that as well. This is Steve from Lynn. Steve, good morning.
Hey, morning, Greg. I love you, but look, I got a bridge to sell you. If you believe that that photo for 1 second had any sense of realness to it,
yeah,
clearly fake. Then you got Curtis in the background. No, TMZ posted it. It's real. Yeah. I swear.
Listen, no, it's
clearly fake.
That was a horrible Curtis.
Yeah,
that's what we say every morning.
Listen, a 781 texter said, tell Lindsay to revoke Greg's internet privileges. I cross checked it.
Yeah.
I trust but verify. But
the AI is so good nowadays.
Really,
I told you.
Problem, Wiggy.
Was this
really
AI though, or was it him trying to do a movie?
AI generated.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's wrong for TMZ to participate in it.
Yeah. Some kind of an obvious advertisement.
Right. I see TMZ on there and I go, that's news.
Right. Amen.
That's what I say.
Better than the Globe.
I saw Belichick doing the Dougie after the win in UNC. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. I didn't know Bill could dance like that.
I saw him take his top off.
Yeah, I seen Vrabel throw digs out the window. I was like, wow, why would he do that?
Wait, did you see Trump dunk on Jordan? That was wild.
Hey, listen, it'll get me, man. That's why I don't trust it.
Let's see. Text from New Hampshire. I'm 57, and I wasn't fooled. It has nothing to do with age at all. Stupid.
Sick brag.
Stupid is stupid. It's what that person says. So they're probably right about that.
I thought it was fake, too. And then I saw TMZ without any type of
Curtis,
attribution.
We were very confident that it was legit.
I don't want you to drown alone here.
I appreciate it because it's elder abuse and people telling me I can't use the interwebs and all of those things.
So. I felt sad for Clay.
Yeah. That's all right.
All right. Let's get to it.
They said it. It's time for
They Said It.
They Said It.
They Said It. You know, some of these rats around here.
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
Duval.
Humbly, one of the best basketball players in the world.
They Said It.
On the Greg Hill Show.
They Said It is brought to you by Catches, and they're ready to stand beside you during your toughest moments. So if you have been hurt at work or hurt at a business, get help from Catches. Go to catcheslaw.com. Chime, what would you like to hear first today?
Well, Greg, let's begin with a matchup we will see tonight. Christian Gonzalez versus Jaxson Smith and Jigba. Gonzo talked about how good of a player Jason is, what matching up against him is like.
We would give it to Gonzo when it comes to the Super Bowl. Like, he won that matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I think JSN was held to 4 catches for like 27 yards.
Not even a question there.
Yeah, okay. Without a doubt. We can hear from Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, JSN's a great receiver. Respect him completely. I mean, he can do it all. I mean, everybody saw the year he had last year, and I mean, just being from the same area is real cool to watch each other come up and then, you know, be able to play on the biggest stage and then you know, just support each other and see each other's do what we do. So it's fun. It kind of stood out just how smooth he is of an athlete. I mean, he's doesn't really look like he's running, but he's moving pretty fast. So he's just really smooth and makes everything look the same. So that's a skill set that, you know, a lot of receivers, you know, do to confuse the corners is make everything look the same. He does a very good job at that. So yeah.
Well, like Ty said yesterday, I mean, JSN is a great receiver, but Gonzo's a great corner. And now you got your money, and you should go right to Vrabel's office and be like, listen, wherever he goes, I'll go. That's it. Do play whatever the hell you want to play. Call whatever defense you want to call.
Yeah.
I got him.
Yeah,
I got him, and I'm going to have him for 90% of the game. You let me take care of my business because I'm the best corner in the league. You pay me that way. And that's got to be Gonzalez's approach, which I think, you know, he probably should have. And you're going to see, you know, we saw the matchup, and yeah, JSN is a great receiver, but that's why Gonzalez is making the money he's making, and that's what he needs to be doing. So that'd be a great matchup.
Witherspoon is on A.J. Brown.
I would think Witherspoon would be doing the same thing. I think he'd be telling his coach the same thing, saying, hey, listen, wherever A.J. goes, I got him. You ain't got to worry about me helping me over the top, doubling him. I'll do what I need to do.
Okay, Shime, what is next?
Well, Craig, Fraser Minton signed a brand new contract with your Boston Bruins yesterday, 7 years and a 7.2 AAV, so $50.4 million overall for Fraser Minton. And he was asked about if this contract gives him a certain leadership status. We can hear the question in Fraser's response.
Does a contract like this change anything in your mind in terms of being more of a leader, being more vocal, taking more ownership, doing any of that stuff at this stage?
I don't know. Not necessarily. I think you got to earn that through time. And, you know, you get respect through your actions, not through your contract. So, continue to work hard and be a good teammate and, you know, gain the respect of everyone and become a leader that way.
I love the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this deal yesterday when the news broke and seems like a lot of money early. Mm-hmm. However, and Chime, I think you said this first yesterday, it really pays off for you in the end if he becomes what a lot of people think he can become.
Yeah, if they see him, if they really believe in Fraser Minton, the prospect, I mean, he's only been in the NHL one full season, 82 games, scored 17 goals. If they think he can be a 25-plus a year goal scorer, then this is going to be a great contract, right? Like, it's right now you're paying him, yeah, it's a little bit more than you would expect for a guy who's only played one full NHL season and didn't blow anybody's socks off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're expecting him to have the same kind of rise, a guy like Leo Carlson for the Ducks, who just got $18 million a year, then this contract might end up being a steal.
There are some Bruins fans who are bothered by it. Like, just,
totally makes sense.
Just a guy watching streams says in the Twitch chat, in what world does Fraser Minton get 7 years at $7.4 million?
A world where they believe that he's going to continue ascending. Like, what you saw last season isn't a finished product of Fraser mm-hmm. Minton. It's simply the first step in his evolution.
We talk
It's a long deal. Mm-hmm. You know, they did a very similar deal with Charlie Coyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Charlie was a much more established player at the time, I think. So this is far riskier of a contract, right? This has a ton of upside, but also a burdensome potential.
But even the Charlie Coyle deal, remember people were like, why the hell were they giving him $5 million? I think it was like $5 million a year.
Well, they also gave him, he had the no trade, mm-hmm. which became an issue, or approval on where the trade is.
You're giving Minton this type of money, he's got to be a 30-plus goal scorer a year. Like, if he's at 20, 22, 24, you're like, what are you doing? I mean, think about the way we look at Elias Lindholm, who they're paying, what, $5.5 million to mm-hmm. Shamia?
Think so, yep.
And then you go, wait a second, you're paying him that and the production you're getting from it? So this deal puts a lot of pressure on the player to be like, all right, I need to be, you know, second on the team when it comes to scoring, in the sense of like, all right, I got to be a 30-goal scorer guy, because mm-hmm. people are going to be criticized. I mean, we sit here and criticize Swayman for $8.5 million.
Yep.
Greg, I just got a breaking photo from TMZ. Of you in the seaport?
Oh, let's take a look.
With AJ
Brown? Let's go to it. Let's go to it.
Wow, yoked.
I'm sure Mitch
was honestly amazing. Pretty good.
Yeah, wow. Pretty good like that.
I mean, wow. Trainer Dan should get a raise.
Trainer Dan.
Well, honestly,
cow.
Lululemon like, for men?
Looks like me back in about 1993 or so.
Pretty yoked
up. I really had it. All right.
Beefy.
We are going to.
The calves.
Very beefy.
I do have great calves. I mean, I'm oftentimes complimented for my calves.
Look
by,
out, lady.
By smokes. All right. More of They Said It coming up next. On the show this morning at 9, the interim manager of the Boston Red Sox, Chad Tracy, after a loss last night and the race to the playoffs on WEEI, is brought to you by Whoop. When the stakes are high, trust what your body is telling you. Join now at join.whoop.com/odyssey. And if your Whoop age is getting up there, you need to make sure that you're not trusting the AI on the internet. But Chad Tracy will join us at 9. We were in the middle of They Said It, Shine.
Well, Greg, you brought up Chad Tracy. So we can hear from Chad talking about after the game last night, talking about his confidence in his team going up against elite starting pitching as they gear up for the playoffs. Here is Chad Tracy.
Oh, I have, we've faced a number. If you go back and look at, you know, so certainly you're going to run into some guys, high-end starters at times, that are going to be really good against you, but we faced a number of high-end starters this year and been able to grind them out, even if it's, you know, five innings, get the count up, grab two or three runs. So complete faith in that. Just sometimes you run into one that it just looks like it's going to be a challenge, and your best opportunity is probably to keep dragging him out and see if you can get him out of the game.
Curtis, you're the savant. What is your playoff rotation if it were if game one with the Yankees were today?
Sonny Gray.
Okay, I think he deserves it.
Yeah,
he deserves a chance to go number one.
Yep.
Okay.
I go Toley, but you can have a decent argument for Ranger considering his remarkable postseason ERA and his experience in those big games. I almost think Sox win game one. I go Toley game two. Sox lose game one. I go Ranger game two.
See, I go Ranger game two.
I mean, Curtis is right. His numbers in the playoffs are extraordinary.
Had a great start in his last outing as well. Went, I think, what, 7 innings?
Really, in a hitter's park in Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. So, because I'd go Ranger game two just because of what Curtis just said, right? If you lose game one, you're now going with the guy that you feel is going to give you the best chance of winning game two to tie that series up.
I feel like the pressure is magnified in a game following a loss, as opposed to if you win game one, I bring the push-up king Peyton Toley in game two.
But and the reason why I go with Ranger, because then you just go and you say, okay, let's put a chokehold on it with our best pitcher that we believe in the postseason would be Ranger in game two. But at least it's a good problem to have.
Amen. And you have Sandoval in game 14.
Yeah, I have him in 163.
Okay. Hey, at this point, Bayo's working his way up that rotation, too. Guy actually went through a first inning the other day.
Yeah.
What batter do you want Crochet to face?
No, I'm interested to talk to Chad Tracy about, because he sat Jaron Duran last night, and you had the Roman Empire in left field, kind of how he manages that. I think we've talked a lot about on this show about removing the interim tag, and there are some Sox fans. There are a lot of Sox fans who say, what are you waiting for? But there are some who say, let's see how Chad Tracy manages during the playoffs when it really matters.
Right, which is probably your DH in Roman, and you're putting Duran in left field would be the smartest thing to do. I mean, that's what I expect he would do, because you still get Roman's bat in there, and then you have Duran's bat in there who's kind of, you know, shown he is third on your team when it comes to home runs.
Yeah, but show some confidence in him going into the postseason. Like, take the interim tag off. Like, give him that confidence going in that you believe in him, that you believe that he doesn't need to show you. You know he can perform in the postseason.
Yeah,
but you don't know that.
You don't even know necessarily if he's going to be the guy next year.
I agree with Courtney 1,000%.
You do.
Yes.
Like, give it to him and give him the confidence. Yes.
Just like Breslow said, I'm going to invest in this team at the deadline and show that it is worthy of using prospects to make sure this roster is ready to go. I believe that Chad Tracy has shown that he is worthy of a long-term investment for the organization.
But you're in a good position if you're the organization. There's no need to do that, because let's say he stumbles in the postseason and makes a lot of bad managerial moves.
You can still fire him.
Right, but why even put yourself in that position?
Because it shows that you have confidence in him.
But you have to fire the guy. I'm just saying, if he doesn't...
Right, like you're naming him your manager in September, and then you're firing him a couple weeks, 3 weeks
later. Yeah, but how brutally bad would he have to be in the playoffs to get fired?
Be bad. We talked about Alex Cora making some horrible decisions.
Yeah, but he got fired?
Yeah, but just a couple horrible decisions isn't going to get him fired. Like, he would have to be historically terrible.
But you don't know what he's going to be, because he's never been there. So why?
So then say there's no chance he could be named manager, because literally what he has done has been nothing short of heroic as a manager of this team since he took over. We forget how big of a dumpster fire this was. Mm-hmm. To get to 500 was an accomplishment we all thought was worthy of celebration. They are now a 99% playoff team. Give me a break. Give him the job. Are you kidding me? Yeah. He's not going to poop his pants. And if he does, oh, well, Henry can afford it.
Yeah, but that's not that's a bad. You have him. You have
him. So there's nothing an interim manager can do to get the job in the regular season, according to you.
I think if the interim manager has proven that
he has,
No. You let me finish. If he's proven that he can win in the postseason,
he said during the
regular season.
But I wouldn't do it.
Okay, so nothing. So
the only time you'd ever hire an interim manager to be a regular manager is if they had prior experience as a coach and getting to the playoffs.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't do it, because I don't know
historic
what...
Historic turnaround, though.
Yeah, unbelievable.
15-game record win streak for unbelievable. The franchise.
Go back to Baltimore. When they win that game by 20 runs, they fire Cora, they have Veritek sit down, and John Henry's in the corner with the cantaloupe. in the Baltimore conference room. At where they are now is unprecedented.
Right, unbelievable. And I've also seen plenty of players and, you know, plenty of managers and coaches have unbelievable regular seasons and then not perform well in
Curtis,
the postseason.
Is there a repercussion to naming him the manager that is similar to bringing a guy up from the minors and the repercussion there if there's a lockout? Like, is Chad Tracy, if he's named the manager,
good question,
is he unavailable to manage in Worcester if there is a lockout?
That is the cost-saving option that the Red Sox are leaving open by not giving him the full managerial job, because should there be a lockout, he could still work for the organization in Worcester, and it's like indentured servitude.
Well, and get some reps in, you know, while nobody else is playing ball.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sounds lovely.
Well, what, you're not saying something about Worcester, are you?
No, I'm saying managing in like Binghamton in the middle of March.
You mean going from friendly Fenway to Binghamton is not the best situation for somebody?
Albany's got a lovely mall, but not exactly my kind of good time.
All right. We are going to continue with They Said It next. The news with Courtney coming up at 8, and that includes Would Wiggy Eat It? And the new beets-flavored dessert that is now available in Connecticut. Would Wiggy eat that? We'll get to that in the rest of the news coming up at 8.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyers rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
For a lot of people, health insurance isn't a big deal. They work for big companies with big plans that cover big portions of the expense. But for self-employed workers or those in between jobs, it is a big deal. Out-of-control costs, rising medical prices, and reduced government subsidies are causing millions of Americans to go without health insurance because they simply can't afford it anymore. That's where we come in. WeShare. WeShare is the alternative to traditional health insurance that can save you up to 60%, and 60% can add up to thousands of dollars of savings in yearly medical expenses, both for individuals and families. Chances are you can even keep your same doctor and pharmacy. Enrolling in WeShare is easy. With fast quotes, personalized assistance, transparent pricing, and responsive support when you need it. If big savings sounds better than big health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare and join more and more people who are making the switch. WeShare Health. We got you.
From the Catches Law Injury Attorney Studios at 20 Guest Street, Kid, no fee unless they win. We have news coming up, and then at 8:20, Brian Hoyer, who will be on this show every Wednesday during the NFL season, and he watches a lot of film and will break it down with us when it comes to tonight and the Pats and the Seahawks, and Chad Tracy on the show at 9 this morning talking Red Sox, and we were about to wrap up when they said it. But that, some what?
That's the battle of the all 22, Scheim and Hoyer. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you heard him.
Now, Hoyer's a smart guy.
Well, you heard him during the Jimmy Fund. He watches a lot of.
Oh, films. Yeah.
I mean, Scheim watches a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean those two all 22 guys could be
brain power.
No, nobody watches more film than the Substacker.
Yeah.
But I would say.
A rough day for the Substacker.
Well, I mean, geez. I was.
We're talking about edibles?
I was narking Steve Belichick out for doing edibles.
Let me just defend the Belichicks, as I often do. If that's what we're talking about, then this is the biggest nothing burger in the history of the world.
He was talking about when he was here, I believe.
It was back in 2023. Curtis is right. Like, because
it's legal.
Yes,
Wiggy said famously once. With regard to lead, it's Weagle, I believe.
We keep trying to connect 2023 to right now, though. It's like, who's not on edibles at this point? So if that's what they're trying to say, it's insane. Also, listening to him talk about it, it's like...
I mean, a guy that views everything as edible, if we're being honest. I mean,
that's not nice.
All right.
Damn.
Scheim, what's next?
Well, Greg, one guy who is a former coach in the NFL also seems to be a huge video game nerd. That would be one, Mike Tomlin.
How excited were you when you heard this yesterday?
I was pretty pumped.
Yeah.
Good to know that a guy who's dedicated his life to football can also be kind of a nerd. So suck it, text line.
Were you listening to it over and over again while sitting in the gaming chair?
No, I don't need to listen to it multiple times, okay. Greg. I was actually too busy watching the new trailer for Legend of Zelda, the Ocarina of Time remake.
Ocarina of Time. Good.
Did you know they're also releasing an actual ocarina that you can play?
I want to jump off a truck.
And it plays the music that you're playing on the ocarina in the game?
Yes. The Legend is Zelda. Yes. Yes.
Zelda's one of the most popular franchises, Greg. How dare you?
So is Long John Silver.
Very different.
All right. Anyway, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin, big video game guy. He said he used to do it to connect with his kids. Now he just likes to do it anyways. We can hear from Mike Tomlin talk about what his favorite video game is.
I'm a big Minecrafter.
I didn't know you were a gamer either.
Because my kids were.
Got it.
And so how do I connect with them? How do I meet them where they are and spend time with them? I started playing Minecraft, man. When my kids are young, I have a Minecraft city. I'm creative, man, that I've been working on for like 12 years.
Still?
12 years.
And the kids are long gone.
Hey.
Do they still play too?
Hey, no. But when they come home, they're like, hey, Dad, pull your city up, man. Let me see what's up. Like,
oh, my gosh.
My kids have taken it from PS3 to PS4 to PS5.
Yeah.
Like, they're into preserving it because they know I don't have the technical knowledge, you know? But we've been talking recently about sharing it with the world. Like, my oldest son is like, Dad, you got to share this with the world.
It would break the internet.
People need to see this city that you've been working on for 12 years. And so we've been talking about it recently.
You have to.
We've been talking about recently, like, how am I going to share it with the world?
So, I mean, high pressure situation when you're coaching in the NFL, and maybe he gets a little stress relief from building his city in Minecraft for 12 years.
Yeah. See, I'm a COD guy.
When will it be done? Like, when is he going to be done with his city?
Well, I got to see it just because, like, I feel like I kind of hope it's one of those cities where you look at it and you're like, this is all you've done in 12 years?
Oh, I bet it's epic.
All right. I kind of hope it's either one way or the other. It's not like in between.
Yeah.
Scheim,
his
son,
BC kid, too. His son.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Doesn't he do like content now on the internet?
Yeah, he also does music.
Right. He didn't know it either because he's been building his Minecraft city for 12 years.
Right.
No contact with the kids.
Coaching all 22 Minecraft. That's all he does.
Maybe should have spent a little more time on coaching.
Right.
He was going 9-8 every year.
Like, no offense.
In the playoffs.
That's in the playoffs, baby.
He should have built a better playoff game plan. Scheim, is Minecraft still big, though? I mean, I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's still everywhere.
Okay.
It's
not as big as Ocarina of Time.
Oh, that game's going to be great, Greg. A classic brought back to life with phenomenal graphics. Oh, it's going to be so good.
It's going to pale in comparison to the GTA drop in November.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be an all-timer. That's going to be
billions.
Built different.
Billions of dollars.
Right.
When that sucker drops.
I could have seen it if he said, GTA, you got to see my setup in GTA. I've been built.
I think he has a Steelers logoed gaming chair that he plays, plays Minecraft in.
Yeah. Greg, you got to use the Shime nerd voice to say that team. It sounds really good.
Yes. What's next, Shime?
That'll do it today for They Said It, Greg.
Oh, Shime. I mean, here we are. Yeah. We got a minute left. I would have liked to hear one more piece of audio.
I can pull one up for you if you want. That was what I had prepared for They Said It.
In the minute we have talking about preparing, can I give everybody my famous Mexican dip recipe because it hits every year?
Please. Is that what you're doing tonight?
Yes. Okay. Very simple. Pound of ground beef. I like 80%. Don't get it lean. You want to have it fat. A lot of good fat in there. You get the ground beef. You put that in the pan with some chili seasoning, a pack of seasoning. Boom. Put those together. A little bit of salsa in there. You take a container of sour cream. Put that in a little mixing bowl with a packet of taco seasoning.
Oh.
Mix that puppy dog up. So you layer the casserole dish with the ground beef after sauteing it in the chili seasoning and a little bit of salsa. Boom. Put the sour cream mixed with the taco seasoning on top of that. Layer a package of Monterey Jack and sharp cheddar cheese. Preheat the oven to 350. Put it in. Bob's your uncle. You're good to go.
Yeah. Ooh. I will say that the start time, kickoff at 8:20, is throwing me off a little bit when it comes to food prep for the game. Because it's not like a Sunday 1 o'clocker or a 4 o'clocker. Right. So you're going to eat most likely earlier than that. Curtis, do you just do the appetizer?
No, God, no. Well, yeah, you have dinner. James eats dinner like me around 5:30. Okay. So that's a good time to eat.
So you'll do the app
during the game.
Your taco dip. As an addition during the game.
Correct.
Something to nibble on.
Correct, because you're sitting there for 3 hours. Right. You got to have something as unhealthy as that. You got to eat late at night.
Healthy dinner, though. Right. A healthy dinner.
Maybe a little, you know what they have these days? Have you guys been to the Sweetgreen, the wraps now?
Yes.
Spectacular.
The new crunchy rice one. Great. That one is very good.
Chicken Caesar wrap. Maybe get one of those. But yeah, it's a great night. Going to be a fun night with the game. But that dip slaps every year.
See, nothing beats, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to dip, the buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah, hands down.
That's goat. That is completely goated.
Yes.
Very good.
And it's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new French onion dip thing, not the one that you buy when you get the mixture from the Lipton soup. But there's a new one that you can make where you actually prepare the onions ahead of time, caramelize those, and then you do it with bread, like the actual French onion soup is served, Wiggy, which you love a good French onion soup.
And where's the cheese in all this?
You put the cheese in on the top of it.
Oh, so, wow.
Caramelize the onions. Then it has like a sour cream component to it, as Curtis is talking about.
Make
it at home.
Are you going to make that this evening?
I don't really know. I'll probably make a salad.
What about a zoodle?
It's a Wednesday, so I'll probably save a cheat meal till Sunday.
Didn't Greg just have zoodles like last week?
I did have zoodles, yes. Yeah, I keep trying with the zoodles. It's not working yet, but I keep trying. All right. Anyway.
The tough part about the zoodles is they give out so much water.
Yeah.
The real problem is Lindsay hates zoodles. So she was down on it when I was making zoodles. I was on a zoodles and turkey meatballs kick. And she was into it for like 2 weeks. And then she's like, I can't stand zoodles. I can't do it.
If you want to do a healthy pasta, why don't you just do like a bonza, like a protein pasta or chickpea pasta?
I want more fiber. I want more vegetables. So I wanted the zoodles.
So zoodles are zucchini pasta?
Yes.
Yeah, I had no idea what zoodles were.
You can get what's called a spiralizer wigs, and you can just turn the zucchini around the pasta.
The water is not, they are watery, but you just throw them in a pan with a little olive oil for a minute or two. That's all you need.
But sometimes it gives up, like even while you're cooking it, it just gives off so much water that you have to
grab a paper towel and throw them on there. Grab a paper towel and dry them out before you serve them.
I'm just saying, like, that's a problem for people sometimes who cook the zoodles. Okay. If you don't know.
All right. We are going to take a break. We will get to today's news with Courtney in 2 minutes, no longer on the Greg Hill Show next.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. That's where WeShare's got you. WeShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program, and we got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you share our belief that health insurance is overpriced, visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.